Peya, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Bey. Zayis shenimsa omid bein sholosh shuos o shnei malbin ushchachoy. Eino shecha. The Rav explains, we're dealing with a case where there are three rows of olive trees, and in between these three rows are two rows of, sounds like, grain. And we had this in the beginning of Masechta, we had malbinus, where it's set up like bricks. So the middle tree, which I labeled on the picture below, one forgot that tree, and because there are trees surrounding it, the Rav explains, they are hiding it. And it's similar to the case we had in a previous Mishnah where the thing that you forgot, grain that you forgot, was actually not forgotten. It was hidden by Kash or the Anim were trying to hide it. And that's not Shichcha. So too in this case, it's not Shichcha. Mishnah continues, Zayish yesh bo sosayim. If you have an olive tree, that all the olives on the tree equal a sosayim, which is a large amount. Ushchach when one forgot, ain't a Shichcha. So that's also not Shichcha. The Mishnah continues, B'med varam amurum. So when does this apply? So the Rav says this goes on the previous Mishnah, where we said that a famous tree that's netufa b'shaito, that drips even during its right time, and the person forgets it, and we said before that it's not shichacha, so the Mishnah says now, that only applies that if he didn't start working on that tree. As the Mishnah says, avum hischilbo, but if he started working on that tree, and then yet, after he started working, he forgot, afilu kizesa netufa b'shaso, meaning even if it's at that point that it got famous for, it's actually dripping at this point, ushchacho, and he forgot it, yeshlo shichacha. So there is shichcha because he started working on it. And the only thing that's going to potter him from shichcha is if it's a sasayim, if there's a really large amount of olives. So the Mishnah continues, Kol zman sheyesh lo sachtov, yesh lo b'roisho. So how do we know that the guy is still working on the tree, that you can't tell the aniyim that he forgot what's on the tree still? So kol zman sheyesh lo tachtov, as long as there's olives that are underneath the tree from what he plucked off and shook off and gathered, yesh lo b'rosho, the Baal HaBayis still keeps the olives that are on top of the tree. Even the olives that are on the very top of the tree, if there's still olives underneath the tree, the olives on top of the tree, we assume he's still getting back to. And the only time the Anim can take what's on the tree is if there's nothing left on the bottom of the tree. Then we know the Baal HaBayis is finished and he must have forgot. Rabbi Meir Omer Mishetele Chamechave. Rabbi Meir says that even if there's no olives on the bottom of the tree, if the Baal HaBayis still didn't finish searching behind all the hidden areas that the olives would be on the tree, that would not be shichcha yet, because he still has to do that. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rav Meir, and as long as that there's olives on the under the tree, whatever's on the tree is not shichcha, because we assume the Baal HaBayis is going to go. And if there's no olives under the tree, whatever's left on the tree is assumed to be shichcha, and the Anim can take that.